Do you not think I'm sick of hearing about Rangers in the news? The answer is yes. They've pretty much been in the news every day for the past nearly 2 years. And as a fan of the club, not all of it's been good. In fact, hardly any of it's been good, apart from the whole fact of, well, yeah, we're back, you know, financially Rangers have got back, you know, got back into some sort of good point. Yeah, we won the league, that was a great thing. And it looks like we might win the second division title, or, sorry, League One title as it is. from all the way from David Murray resigning to Craig White to Charles Green to Robert to Malcolm Mather to Paul Murray to Brian Bloody Stockbridge and all those people. The Rangers AGM was today, and the Rangers fans don't know where all the money is for transfers and such like. Apparently, the new chairman, whose name I've forgotten, says that he has a 120-day plan to get Rangers back on track. Yeah, right. Good luck with that one, mate. I'm not being funny, but I'm really fed up with hearing Rangers this in the news, Rangers that in the news, Rangers this in the news, Rangers that in the news. Yeah, I know there's more important things that are going on, you know, I get that completely. And, you know, believe me, for all the bad things that are happening, of course I feel really bad for it. And I know it's only football, but I've supported this club since I was 10 years old, 9 years old, sorry. So it means a lot to me. And I'm really getting fed up of hearing Rangers this in the news, Rangers that in the news. Sort it out, guys, really. I mean, come on, the fans hate it. McCoist hates it. Ali McCoist, the manager, he hates it. So just bloody get a grip and get things sorted. Please, for the fans' sake, as much as your own.